All right, so now it is recording officially. Talking about Billy episode, I don't know, five, I think, five or six. And I'm here with Aurelio Bocanegra. And I've seen Aurelio go from chubby guy to sexy stud in 10 Instagram pics.
10 Instagram pics. You know, I know, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, I'm still fat on the inside. When you're bigger and you're fat, you're like, man, I can't stand those guys in shape, pieces of crap. And now that I'm in shape, it's like, all right, I'm gonna post the pic. All right, let's get some likes today. No, but I mean, I post like, you know, all right, who wants free tickets to my shows? You know, there's a purpose, marketing.
Yeah.
I don't have boobs, I have biceps now.
Yeah. And it works, right? Yeah. I'm sure girls are like, I want to listen to him.
Yeah, girls and guys too, now I found out.
Yeah, oh shit, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one gay fan. Like one that I know of.
Okay.
I'm sure I got a few other ones.
Yeah.
But I got one major one. He sends me dirty messages every now and then on Facebook.
Nice.
And I'm
nice.
Just like, and you know what's so funny? I play the petite girl role of, stop it, silly.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Stop it with your talking dirty to me.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, so one of the topics that we've been recurring on is a game. And for those of you that don't know Aurelio, guys, look a picture up. Does this man need game? I don't know.
Even when I was younger, though, like I had zero game.
Yeah.
In high school, I was super introverted. I wasn't even a comic yet. It was like, it wasn't until I went to the military that I finally, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I'm handsome.
Yeah.
But you know what though? Like even then, like I still didn't know how to talk to chicks. So I'm not even lying to you. I used to actually my pickup lines. Game was like old. What I saw in movies.
Okay.
And so like a romantic movie, like one of my ones I used on a girl once. You know that movie First Night with Richard Gere?
Barely, bro.
It's an old, Sean Connery's in it. He's playing King Arthur. It's a freaking awesome movie. There's a scene in the movie where, what's his name is in, you know, not Sean Connery, Richard Gere. He's in the forest. He's with the queen. He tells her forget who you are. For just one moment and just be, you know, and just accept what's going on between us. You know what I mean? Used that. I used that with a girl once at a bar. She was just like, I don't even know you. I'm like, forget who we are.
For one moment.
For one moment, just be in this, you know, and it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. Awesome, oh, bro. My gosh. It was awesome. It was great.
That's hilarious.
So that used to be my opening lines was what
that stuff. Was your opening line?
No, well, not opening, but like, you know, like how to close deals and stuff and hitting on chicks was
that's
what I saw
funny,
in movies,
man.
That's what I when
did
I first
you ever
was,
have a girl call you out
like, no.
That's First Night. I've got
no right movie. No I because I, my, I that's when I you know now I like I love movies and stuff, so I watched a grip, so I know there's a ton
that they haven't seen.
Yeah.
It's funny, I had a buddy once. This is high school, Billy, right? And he was so in love with this chick for years, right? High school love, you know, which probably wasn't real, but it was. And one time he saw her, and we had to pull him away from her because he was getting creepy, right? And he said to her, he's like, I just love you so much. I love you. I want to rape you. And I was just like, dude, what the fuck are you saying, man?
How does rape even become attractive? Like,
I don't know.
Now that you put it that way.
Yeah, and now I'm like, damn, dude, like that was your go-to. Like that was after years of creeping this chick out, you finally were just like, I just want to rape you.
I know. I mean, even now, like I don't even... You know, I still mess up sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
You hit on chicken, you're like, oh, shit, did I just say that?
Yeah.
You know. But,
me too, man.
I mean, but I like to think it's gotten a lot better now that I'm older.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've learned to be more silent.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, you talk.
You talk.
You know, I've realized that if you keep talking and for them, they lose it. Like, they're like,
Hey, that's from a movie, too. That's from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, really?
Well, what do you like to do?
Oh, yeah. Just keep asking them
questions. What do you
want? No, I avoid that too, man. I avoid the interview style because I saw this one dude once, Billy again.
Yeah.
And he like, his game was, girl, why is someone like you single?
Oh,
and
geez.
And in my head, I was like, bro, don't remind her she's single. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Who had the best game in the military?
The best? You know what? I'll be honest with you. There's this one sergeant I had, Billy. This cat, he told me once, he was like, you know, Aaron Bocanegra,
I'm gonna tell you straight up right now. I know you get chicks because you're handsome, but you got charisma. You know, I talk to him because I had to watch a lot of movies up to that point.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I talk to see a lot, just a lot of pretty motherfuckers just because they think they're pretty, they can get any chick they want. No, you gotta have charisma. See, yeah. I'm ugly as shit. But I had a pretty girl last night with me in my bed. You know why? Because I got charisma.
Yeah. Damn.
He was white too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but he was white. I was like, oh man, you talk tough. But no, he was right though. You know, it's, you got to be able to talk to him too now.
Now,
because you do comedy now. Yeah, you know, you make him laugh. Then. Oh, yeah.
So what else can we talk about, Aurelio?
I don't know.
This is basically a shit-talking podcast.
This is a shit-talking podcast?
You're not a shit-talker.
No, I'm not really. I'm one of the positive guys.
I know, man. I realize that
now. Well, because you know what? Like, I'll shit-talk the shit-talker, which is, you know, it gets, like, a lot of times, because I'll stay quiet when people are talking shit. I usually just stay quiet. But when I hear someone that complains about comedy and stuff, oh, well, you know, this, that, and the other, it's like, you chose to do this job.
Yeah, you know.
Like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, come on, dude. Yeah. People are letting you on stage. Get over it.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. This is one guy, Billy, who loves talking shit about people. It's just what they tell me. Like, that's just how he is.
Yeah.
He loves hating people, loves talking shit about them. And, you know, and it's so funny how everybody knows it. And they're just like, oh, yeah, that's the way Billy is, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, well, then let's just stop talking to him.
I had a comic, Billy, who called me once. Or no, he sent me a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was a big old detailed message. Like, I heard you've been talking crap about me and you've been doing this. And I'm like, what? I go, you know, that's not even how I am.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, it's gotten back to me that this, that, and the other. And I said, okay. I go, are you telling me that I was in a situation where someone was talking crap? And he goes, yeah, you probably heard it. And I said, okay, I've been hanging out with you where you're talking crap about other people. And I go, do you remember me saying anything? No. You know why? So that way, if anybody ever questions if I was shit talking them, I'm like, don't you remember when I hung out with you?
Yeah.
When you were shit talking everybody? I stayed quiet. Well, yeah. I wasn't saying anything bad about nobody. I'm like, okay.
But you weren't saying anything nice.
Exactly. I said, look it, man. I go, I'm always around dudes that are always shit-talking everybody. I never get involved. I don't say it.
Yeah.
I go, but you've done the same thing. And he's like, oh, all right then. Well, I believe you. Like, okay.
Damn, dude. What movie did you take that from?
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is, there's a scene in Mean Girls just like that.
Oh, is it?
I just saw Mean Girls last night.
Is that like
that? And there's a scene where, like, Tina Fey, she's like a teacher, and they get all the girls in the auditorium, and they're like, close your eyes and raise your hand if any of you have had one of your friends talk behind your back. And, then, of course, all the girls raise their hand. And then they said, all right, close your eyes and raise your hand if you've talked about your friend behind your back. And they all raise their hand.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see?
You see, exactly.
And that's what they need to do to comics.
Yeah, I know. But that's like, I don't, you know, it's like, I laughed so hard because I go, I've been around you when you've been shit-talking people.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I guess you're right.
I'm a vocational shit-talker. I enjoy... You know, it's never anything completely mean. If I really don't like somebody, I just won't talk about
them. Yeah.
If I like them, I talk about them. You know?
Like, oh, look at Billy. He's you know, he's talking shit again. Or
exactly.
He's hitting on chicks badly again.
Yeah. Or if I'm like, oh, man, look at Billy. He got all sexy. He used to be chunky. Now he worked out. Look at all his Instagram pics.
I'm still fat on the inside. I still have fat thoughts, man.
Do you really? They still pop
I think
up?
About food all the time, but when you get older, it's like so hard, man. So it's like,
I know, it's so funny. I saw you talking to Billy.
To Billy tonight.
About food, and in my head, I was like, yeah, man, it's just the way you're eating right now, you just don't.
Well, Billy, because you guys obviously can't see him, he was quite large.
Yeah.
And I came into the green room, and he starts talking to me about working out. You know, stuff like that and eating right. So I'm like, okay. And then he orders a bunch of fried stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, you might want to stop with that.
Yeah, that's the first place.
Yeah. I just want to look good naked. That's
Dude, me too, bro. We've become women.
Exactly. Right?
I mean, I would love to have an ab. I want one ab.
One ab.
Like at least one. Jeez. To show. They're there. I can see them, but they're not.
I know. I haven't seen my abs in, I don't even know when.
And then if I have a bad meal, it's like, oh, no, it's all.
I feel like such a douchebag right now with what we're talking about. Your list was like, F you guys.
Yeah, F you, you. Hey, we worked hard. Yeah. Dude, well, you went from fat to fit.
To a fitter, yeah.
I went from skinny to fit. Mm-hmm. And skinny to fit is just as fucking, like, weird.
Yeah, you should post some pics on Instagram.
Dude, I don't want to, man, because I still think I'm skinny, I guess. I'm still like, ah, no, I'm not. Like, if I had your body, yeah, I'd be like, jeez. Yeah. Look at this. But I have my body.
My body.
It's pale.
If I were a chick, I would talk to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, would you? Dude, if I were a chick, I'd talk to you. Jesus. I'd be like, look at this guy. Come here.
Jesus.
Look at that. He's got knuckles.
He's got knuckles.
His knuckles have hit a few people. I could tell.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I look for.
Nonviolent.
I got dainty knuckles.
Dainty knuckles. Ronda Rousey.
Who?
Ronda Rousey.
Who's Ronda
that
Rousey?
That UFC fighter.
Oh, I think I've seen her.
She's
yeah, it's so
she's
funny.
So tough though. I don't know.
I've thought of dating athletes like that, like a UFC fighter.
That's just. I mean,
I would be a little scared, but it'd be awesome because then she could protect me.
I wouldn't be scared, but I'd be scared for the first argument.
Yeah.
Because every couple argues.
Yeah.
I'd be scared for that first one, just see how far she goes.
Yeah.
You know, does she get physical?
And she would know how to like
come here.
She knows she's got us.
Yeah.
She's like, I could take you guys down.
Right?
I would never argue.
He's got to date somebody famous.
Yep. I would date Miley just for the publicity.
Miley?
Yeah. Just for the Twitter followers.
You know what? Twitter followers. Miley.
Then I could be booked
like,
to clubs.
For me, she's not dateable. You know.
I would do it just for the since we're in
right.
the show
like, who's this game. Guy?
Yeah, who's this guy? I want to be on all the
find
national
out
inquirers.
About you're like, yeah, guys, so I'm dating her, whatever.
Just wearing my shirt with me on it.
Right?
Like, we don't know who Miley's. No, yeah, you do know, and you could buy this shirt.
Shows would be sold out now.
Yeah, dude. Right? Exactly, man.
He's just selling out shows. Like, yeah. Talk about Miley.
And like, oh, man. And people are like, how do I bring you up? And under their breath, they want to be like, this is Miley's boyfriend.
This is Miley Cyrus's
boyfriend. And I would be like, oh, just they know
That's
who I
funny.
Am.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring me up.
That's hilarious. They know who I am. They've seen me on TMZ.
Don't fucking worry about it. Yeah. 2 months dating Miley Cyrus, my career is set.
Oh, jeez.
That's all I need.
That's what it's come to nowadays.
I'm hoping that one famous chick accidentally walks into the haha.
Who's? You know what? No, let's talk serious. Like for you, who's like the number one girl out there that like you would definitely like? Seriously, taking Miley out of the question.
Okay,
a serious one that if she actually was to hit on you or she responded to yours, who would be your number one?
Shit, number one?
Number one. Or give me your top three. Let's hear.
Jessica Alba is always going to be
okay.
One of the top, yeah. Right? She always had a place in my heart.
A place in my heart. Yeah.
And okay. Then there's like this surfer chick. I don't even know her name.
I don't
she's sexy.
I have to see a pic. That oh, one. Wait. I think, are you talking about that one surfer girl that twerks before she surfs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just saw the video on that. Yeah, yeah. That girl, she's hot.
Yeah, like her. You know what I'm saying? Because that would give me a different kind of cred. You know, like, oh, this is who Nick's dating. He's dating a sports chick, you know?
Right.
Yeah, there's like a fashionista that I could date. That way she could teach me how to get dressed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. We got a friend. I'm going to say his name is Billy because he listens to this podcast.
Okay.
And his sister's like a famous fashion dresser. Like she dresses two big celebrities that are always in the news now.
Oh, nice.
And like if I could meet a girl like that, maybe not her because, you know, I respect my boy. But hey, you know what? Yeah. If she got into me, fuck you, bro.
Friendship's over.
I'm dating your sister, bro. She's going to take me to Paris.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny because I think of that. And then I think of like girls like, oh, man, I need to date a lawyer chick. Just for like 3 months, date a lawyer chick. That's it for life. I can call her if I need it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Collect them like Pokemon. I got a lawyer chick, a dentist chick.
That's funny.
Damn, then I would be completely hooked up.
Probably my number one until
I could do a fucking album.
Hooked up with George Clooney. Was Stacy Keibler.
Yeah?
Stacy Keibler.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd probably be one of the number ones.
Yeah.
Or top three. Until she hooked up with George.
And then you're like, I can't do this. Geez.
I mean, no. He probably took her to Italy.
Yeah.
Showed her the 5-star treatment on his, you know,
on
Lake
a Tuesday.
Cuomo. You know what I mean? Just
He probably,
and then,
you know,
and then you're like, let's go to Santa Monica Pier.
But you know what would be funny? Is what? If I ever did meet her, and then I used the one of the pickup lines that he used in a movie on her.
Hilarious.
I just closed her on some old movie he did.
I wish I knew any of his lines.
Oh, my God.
If you were just like, hey, baby, this is Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
You and me.
And we take the house down.
Yeah, there you go.
And then she'd be like, oh, my God, you're so original. You're
yeah. Like, yes. Yes, I'm using all of his lines.
I'm using his lines.
Dude, you're a good guy.
Try to be.
I know you are.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Arelo's one of the best guys.
We're going to hug.
And if anyone ever says anything bad about him, I swear to God, I will fuck your daughter.
I will fuck your daughter.
I mean, she has to be at least, you know, 20. She has to, 23. She has to be able to rent the car. So you have time.
Oh, geez.
All right. So that's talking about Billy, episode 6. So I'll just edit whichever one it is. And this is it for Arelio.